All right, so what was the inspiration for this production? How did it all come about?
So a couple of years ago, I attended this language-intensive program. It was called SEASI, which is Southeast Asian Studies Institute. And I was studying Khmer, the Cambodian language. And I am a Cambodian-American. Mm-hmm. And so I was there for a summer, and the whole impetus for the play was that I had this really unique experience of learning my family's language, but I had to start from ground zero. And so I found the experience really interesting and unique, and it made me more connected to my family, and it was a bunch of neurotic things that I went through, different challenges of understanding who I am and who I've become. And so I started writing, I started journaling during that time period, and it's kind of evolved into the piece that it is now. My first performance of it actually was when I was in graduate school. It was my final thesis project. And we kind of had to create 40 minutes of anything that we wanted to share of ourselves as artists and as people. And this was mine. It's just continued to grow since. So it's taken a lot of different iterations, and it's changed a lot, but it's becoming something, which is cool.
So what do you want people to be able to take away from this? When people leave the theater, how do you want them to feel? What do you want them to take with them?
So it is a story about a young Cambodian man who is an artist in New York City, and he works at a hotel. He works at the graveyard shift at a hotel. And really what I would really love for the audience to take away from this experience is that kind of conversation you have with somebody who you didn't expect to have a conversation with. The experience of engaging with a stranger and, you know, the first instinct being that you kind of want to not engage, as it's like New York code to kind of to discard yourself. But then to have this kind of conversation with the person who works at the front desk at a hotel, and to be grateful for the experience, or feeling like you got to connect with somebody for just a hot second. I would love for the audience to feel like they've had a conversation with a stranger. And also, in the play, I also share a little bit about what my parents went through in Cambodia. My parents are actually survivors of the genocide in Cambodia. Wow. And so we get to encounter their stories just a little bit. And I really love to share a little bit of those stories with the audience as well. So, yeah.
Okay, so what was it like to work with Kyle Schaefer and Emily Ritger? It's not, I don't want to say normal, but it's not usual that you have two directors on a one-man show. So what was that experience like?
It's crazy. It's currently crazy, but totally delightful in its challenges. So Kyle is a New York-based director, and Emily is a Cleveland-based director. So we're doing a lot of Skyping, a lot of internet rehearsing. It's nice because they're both very different kinds of directors, and they look for different things. Kyle is very sensitive to what I need, and he's in the room with me, and he's kind of here in the process of really trying to write and act at the same time and helping me navigate those two roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emily, she's wonderful. She is a very strong-willed woman. She's going to hate that I'm saying this. but she's very honest and very direct with me about things that she finds that I need to change or whatnot. Because there's a distance, because she is actually in Cleveland right now, she can only kind of direct from afar. So there are different challenges, but we'll all get a room together. And I think the real interesting juncture will be when all three of us get in a room together, actually. but it's a cool challenge. I'm happy to kind of take that on. It's good to have different perspectives in the room.
So what do you think you've learned during the writing of this production about yourself, and how do you think it'll affect you moving forward?
I've learned that as a writer, that I can be very precious about what I am trying to create and my words and the journey that I'm trying to curate. And I think that as any theater artist, or as an artist, period, you kind of, especially in theater, you have to collaborate and you have to understand that you are not the center of this experience. There's so much that comes into play in creating a show. So I've had to really learn how to, as they say in writing, you know, kill your darlings, kill your babies. really just be concerned about the story at the end of the day in the macro picture. And then also just the challenge of being a performer and an actor in this process. Sometimes the challenge is that I don't know what the problem is, if it's a writing problem or if it's an acting problem. And everything is real time, so everything's happening simultaneously. So sometimes as a writer, I'll be like, I'll just cut it. I'll just change it. And sometimes it's, sometimes I've learned that, I have to kind of hold back from just cutting things and really working through, maybe in taking on an actor's perspective and really trying to navigate like what has to happen in terms of intention and acting wise. And then in terms of what I will take with me, so much. This is so unlike any kind of experience I've had in the theater and in writing. I've learned to really think about every variable, every element of performance. Because I am creating all of it, and I am all of it. So I've really had to... think about every component of the process, which is really exciting, to create an exciting and honest theatrical experience. So I've learned a lot.
If you had to describe the play to someone who didn't know anything about it in a sentence, what do you think you'd say?
In a sentence?
Yes.
The play is about a young-ish Cambodian-American man working at the front desk of a hotel, asking the questions who he is and who he wants to become, and eventually learning more about his family and about where he's from. That is definitely a run-on sentence, I apologize. But that's essentially what the story is about.